and just have a normal conversation with them, okay?
Hello, thank you for calling Metro PCS. How may I help you?
Hey, is Sean there?
I'm yes, one moment.
Sure, thank you.
Hi, how can I help you?
Hey, Sean, this is Hashem with the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
Oh, good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty well. You got a few minutes?
Yes.
Oh, all right, great. We received your web registration, and it looks like you were looking for some equipment financing and working capital.
Yes, we got an offer. I didn't know if it was just advertising or what it was. So.
Yeah, we had sent that out to you. So tell me a little bit more. What were you looking for?
Well, it had a number on there that really made me interested. It said $250,000, which that's cool, whatever.
Right.
But I liked the marketing you guys did. It says unsecured loan up to 3 years.
Absolutely.
That's what I like. Let me tell you why.
Sure.
The $250,000, that would be great, but if we don't get that much, that's fine.
Sure.
Right now we have something called a cash advance loan. It's from a company called Swift Capital. Nice company. Everything's great. Not a problem.
Right.
Once a week they take payments out. Everything's great.
Yeah.
But I would rather be able to pay a little bit less monthly over a spread out time, like a credit card, used like a line of credit.
Correct.
And we have one of those for a small amount, $50,000, with a company called the Cabbage.
Right.
I really enjoy that one.
Okay.
I was actually going to take the Cabbage account and pay off the other account, but just got your advertising and said, you know what, let me see what they're about. If they're that great, maybe I could, depending on what we qualify for, we could pay off everything and just have one low payment 3 years.
Absolutely. So what were you looking to do? Do you know?
Oh, yeah. Depending on what we get qualified, I want to pay off the other loan.
Okay.
I want to have working capital to purchase a lot of equipment, and I would love it if you guys allow me to use the funds. I would love to purchase this other location and expand.
Oh, absolutely. So our working capital is actually can be used for anything you want. It's just going to be unsecured cash that we give to you, and from there, you can use it for the business however you want, literally. You can use it on...
Awesome.
So were you looking to do equipment financing as well, or were you looking to do working capital and then cover equipment with that capital?
The second.
Okay, so you wanted just working capital then, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So we want working capital. What would you say the amount you're looking for would be?
Honestly,
if we can get you up to, what would you, what
if
are
we did
looking?
100, that would be awesome, but 150, I would be in heaven. That way I don't have to stress, and I could have basically enough money to open the other location, have secured money in the bank, and not stress.
Right. And have money in the bank. Okay, let's see. And what do you think your return on investment is going to be?
Well, I know we have around a 35% margin. You know what I mean? So.
Right. So you have a 35% margin. And so tell me a little bit more about the business. What do you guys do?
We are a cell phone company. We sell cell phones. We sell accessories, everything from phones to actual airtime, Bluetooth, headphones, anything you could think of.
Mm-hmm.
Well, not anything. Anything with cell phones,
and
tablets.
Right. okay. When were you planning on, you know, when do you want to get all this done by? Do you have
I know it's
going
to take a few days for you to approve it. If you approve it, if you did and we got the right amount, I would do it right away. Here's why. I want to pay off Swift Capital right away. I don't really appreciate the weekly pay, but if it is what it is, it is what it is.
Right.
But that, and then number two, I have been looking at a location that I really, really want to open immediately.
Okay. And is it's been up for sale for a while now?
Actually, it's a location that's built out everything. It was a cell phone store. I met the owner on accident about a month and a half, 2 months ago, and we've just been negotiating, but he dropped his price so much that I'm like, oh, damn, I better pick it up. If not, somebody else will.
Right. You're ready to hop on it then.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. And how's your credit? Would you say it's good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
Good, but the only issue is going to be too many inquiries right now.
Just the inquiries?
Yeah.
Okay. Other than that, it's pretty good.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Okay, good, good. And how'd you guys do in sales last year?
What did we report or what did we really do? Those are two different questions. I'm being honest with you.
Your annual sales that are like on your tax return. Report it.
It's going to show nothing.
I'm sorry?
It's going to show like $14,000.
For your annual sales?
On the tax return of last year, yes.
On the tax return?
Of last year, yeah.
Okay. Why is that?
That was our first year, and our accountant told us to save some money, how to file the taxes, and then this year we're claiming a lot more.
Okay, good. So what are you on track for this year?
Oh, Lord. Too much. I'm going to say $720,000.
Oh, okay. That's a much larger improvement than last year, huh?
Yeah, last year was the number reported was not, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, how long you guys been in business?
This is our second year.
Oh, okay, cool. Nice. How'd you get into this industry?
You won't believe me. I live in Southern California. I was the second medical marijuana collective in Orange County, and
no
then
kidding.
I got raided in 2011, and after 3 years of fighting the case, I turned into cellular industry.
Wow, that's a big switch there, huh?
Big change.
Oh, big, huge change. What happened in the other industry?
Got too big, made too much money, and just wasn't good because money changes a person, and it changed me to act stupid and act like I was above the law. So the law came
Absolutely.
And said, listen, dude, we're going to raid you.
Absolutely.
And they made me kind of get humbled. They took everything.
Wow.
And when they raided me, I mean, I wasn't doing anything wrong, except
right.
at that time there were no city licenses. I didn't have a city license, so that's how they got to win.
Oh, so it was kind of like an under-the-table type thing?
Yes, because cities still don't give licenses, so it's still kind of like that. But now it's more evolved because the media took it on and everybody knows, oh, it's medical marijuana now.
Yeah.
So when I did it, it was like really, people were like, oh, it's legal?
There was no medical licenses at the time when you were doing it?
No, there was licenses. I even had my state seller's permit from the state.
Right.
But when it went to court, they said all that is fine and dandy. But what
right.
we were fighting is a land use, which was basically on the land I was on, I had to have a permit from the city. And I'm like, but the state doesn't say that. They're like, but the city does. Okay.
Really?
You guys won. Yeah, it's a bunch of...
crap.
Yeah, but what can you do? It is what it is.
It is what it is.
You got to follow the laws at the end of it.
Exactly. In the end, we're always the ones that get screwed, right?
No, because, I mean, it did change the industry, but cell industry, honestly, is really, really, it's a cool industry.
Right. I mean, it sounds like a cool industry.
Everybody, how many cell phones do you have? At least one, right?
At least one, correct.
See, not everybody smokes pot, but everybody has a cell phone.
That's very true. That's very true. So you might be in a better industry right now.
Oh, yeah. I mean, technology, people walk into our store buying cell phones for three-year-olds, buying tablets for their kids. It's like,
I know.
It's hilarious. That's... And then 90-year-olds come and go, I think it's time I get a smartphone. Two of them.
They're updating a little bit too late. But
yeah,
I completely agree with the younger ones. They're
funny, but you know, at the end of it, this is what I really think. If this goes through and we pay off the other one, if it goes the way I'm thinking, the payments are low enough to where I could double up on the payments to you guys, open another location.
Correct.
I mean, yeah, it's a no-brainer, but it's just going to take work, which is fine.
Absolutely, which is totally fine. Everything takes time.
Right.
Are you the 100% owner of the company?
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not. Okay. How many owners do you guys have?
The 100% owner of the company is a female best friend of mine.
Sure.
I put everything in her name because
okay.
I am a medical marijuana felon right now.
Gotcha.
So, yeah, I'm just playing it safe so they don't go, oh, this is illegal money.
I don't blame
you. Let's say we get this loan and the money goes in the bank. I don't want anyone thinking it's fraudulent money. It's
of
all
course.
In her name. It's coming from a bank. Everything's legitimate.
Okay, great. And what's her name?
Kashmir, K-A-S-H-M-I-R.
S-H-M-I-R. And her last name?
Last name is Bray, B-R-A-Y.
B be
a lot close to your last name.
Oh yeah. Are you so she's the 100% owner. There's no other owners.
Exactly.
Okay. And have you guys looked into financing elsewhere at the moment?
Besides you guys, no.
Yeah.
Actually, we just did the Swift, and yeah, we haven't applied anywhere else.
Okay. And then so Swift, you said you didn't really like, right? That's the one you want to pay off?
Yes. Cabbage, I want to keep the way it is if possible. If you guys say we got to pay them, we would, but I'd rather keep Cabbage because they're a monthly payment.
Right. And so for the loan with Swift, how much do you have left to pay off?
$32,000.
$32,000 with Swift. And then what other loans do you have with outstanding balances?
Line of credit, we have no other loans. But line of credit to me is a loan.
Correct. And how much left on that line of credit there?
That one, I believe, is 40.
40, okay.
But if I need to pay one of them off myself, like let's say if you told me, listen, I need you to pay off the 40 before I lend you whatever, I could do that. I could pay it off today if we need to.
Absolutely.
I'd just rather not because I guess it builds the credit of the company.
Yeah, definitely. And so what are the payments that you're making on each one of those?
Swift is $900 a week every Monday.
$900 a week, okay.
And then Cabbage is based on what we use. They take what we borrow divided by six. So, for example, this month I was supposed to pay them $10,000 on the 25th.
Right.
But I have already given them five like a few days ago, so I owe them $5,000. But next month I'm going to only owe them like $7,000. And then the month after that it goes down to like $5,800, something like that. Because
so
all the money with them, when you pay it, it goes directly to what you borrowed.
Correct.
They do a I'm sure you do the same thing. You do a finance fee, the rest goes
sure.
like on top of the borrowed amount. You paid the borrowed amount with the fee.
Sure, absolutely. So for that, what were you telling me again? Would they borrow and then they divide it by six? What do they divide it by six for?
Well, we have an option of doing 12-month or a 6-month with them.
Gotcha.
And I do all the financing, so I just like paying things off fast. Because they're going to get their interest regardless, because it's a fee. So whether I pay it off in one day or 30 days, they get their fee. So I'd rather just pay it off in 6 months. That way the money's freed up if we need it again.
Absolutely. Smart idea. Okay. I mean, it sounds like we got all the information I was looking for. What's a good email for you? I can shoot over the application to you.
Support at authorizedpcs.com.
authorizedpcs.com?
Yes.
Okay.
I think, is that automated response? Oh, no, that's you actually responding. It is absolutely possible.
Okay, good.
Dennis Kaminsky, right?
Yes, that is Dennis Kaminsky.
Yep.
And I am going to send over the application to you, and if you can, you know, get it signed and... I'll send the documents that I also need from you in that email. We don't require much. All we require is the last or most recent six bank statements for the company, and most recent tax return for the company, along with the application, and that's it. From there, we can send it over to the underwriters, and usually in about 24 hours, we can get you some sort of payment.
I don't think ours will get approved. And one, we didn't file the tax return of this year yet, and last year's is only going to show like $12,000 or $14,000.
If you get the last year tax return and then an extension for 15, we can work with that. And then we're also going to take a look at the bank statements anyway, so we'll kind of have a track of what you're looking at this year.
Okay, but our tax returns don't get turned into anybody, do they?
I'm sorry, say that again.
Like our tax returns aren't going to get turned into any. I mean, our bank statements, right?
No, no, they're just right over here with us.
Okay.
We're not turning it into anyone else.
And you guys are a direct lender or are you a broker?
I'm sorry?
Are you guys a broker or a direct lender?
We're both. So what we do is we take a look at what you give us here, and we try and give you the best option. And then if we see that any other lender is able to give you a better option, we work with them to get you a deal.
Okay, sounds good.
Yeah, so we take, you know, as much consideration as possible.
Awesome. So I guess I'll just wait for your email and then I'll
I'll shoot over the email to you right now. And then when do you think you can get back to me?
Today.
Today? All right, perfect. Then
within the next 2 hours, Kaz should be here any minute. She was about to get Starbucks, so.
Excellent. All right, perfect. Then I'll shoot over the email in a few minutes, and then hopefully get back, hear back from you today, then.
Awesome. Thank you for your time.
All right, sure. Let me give you my phone number, just in case you had any questions or anything like that. It's 858.
858.
252.
252. 1499. Awesome.
All right.
Cool. I'll wait for your email, and I will respond as soon as cash comes in.
All right. Sounds good, Sean. It was great talking
to you,
man.
Thank you. Likewise.
Absolutely. Take care, man.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.